Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Orange Slice, the podcast of OSU OKC, where we talk about things happening on campus and all around. Today, I'm here with Ron DeReese, the Vice President of Budget and Finance at OSU OKC, and with Zoe, and we're going to talk about Pete's Pet Posse, one of the great programs we have here, to kind of provide some canine therapy to students and other people on campus, right? Can you tell us about the program, Rhonda, kind of how it got started?
Sure. Stillwater campus has had Pete's Pet Posse for 10 years. They celebrated their 10-year anniversary this past year.
Wow.
So they have several dogs roaming about campus at any time. We have not had a program until last year, and Zoe was able to go through the program. It's quite an extensive training program, and we were fully certified in November. So now she gets to come to campus with me a couple days a week, and we get to visit staff, faculty, students, whoever is roaming the hallways or in a classroom, and just let people get all the pets and all the loves from her, and she loves it as well.
And it's, I guess, been shown that this is something that de-stresses, releases positive endorphins, all those kind of things. I mean, there's some studies behind it and everything, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, you think about a midterm or end of term test time when students are really high stress. That's when we want to be here just kind of walking around. And we always run into students who want to just pet her and just... You can just see that the calm helps them so much when they're stressed about something. But I also have people who just come to my office and they'll know when the gate's up that she's there. And if the gate's not up, they want to know where she's at. They're coming to see her, which is fine. But I have a lot of people who just come in my office and just want to sit in the floor and they just pet her and I just let her do her thing. And it's really fun to watch. It really is.
So did you both have to, did you have to be trained as a handler for this? And Zoe had to be trained in the, I don't know, the dog portion? Or did you both go through the training or how's that work?
We did. We both went through the training because there were certain things that we learned every week that we had to go home and do homework every week and then come back the next week and let's talk about how that went. So there was a lot of times you would see me last summer walking around my backyard with her on her, with her gear on, walking around. We would start, we would stop. She would get treats. And so anybody driving by might think, what the heck is she doing out there? Well, we were training and she's, you know, we have to be as comfortable with each other. So she'll, you know, listen to my commands, and we still have some work to do on some of those things. She's only two, so she just turned two last week, so she's still got some manners to work on, but we're getting there.
She seems really clever and like she's picked up a lot of this stuff.
She has. She's just... A lot of times when she sees other dogs, she gets very excited when another dog is around. So that's something we've got to work on.
That's what we're working on.
We got to work on that one. But she loves the people. She loves running into students and just getting a chance to let them pet on her and love on her. And for her to, a lot of times her thing is she'll turn around and sit on your feet. So she doesn't want you to go anywhere when you're petting her. She wants that to just keep going. So that's what she does.
So she is the lead dog out of the pack in this program, but there are potential that others are working on it or in the training or going to be developed?
Yes. So she's the first one for our campus. So we've been able to kind of go through that and the program itself going through some of the issues as we went through trying to transition a program that is going on at Stillwater in that size of a program and bringing it here and trying to scale it to what works for us. So it was probably, you know, we were able to be really flexible. So I think it's helped. There's a second class that has started. And so they're going through that early process now of making sure the dogs are ready, the handlers are ready, and the training will probably start, I'm not for sure, but I think it will probably start April or May sometime and go for about 6, 8, or 10 weeks, depending on the trainer.
Okay, and it's faculty and staff here are going to be the handlers, and then it'll be their dogs primarily.
Yes. So Zoe is my dog, so she gets to come home with me, and my husband kids me all the time and says she's my therapy dog. And I say, absolutely, yes, she is. She just happens to get to come to work with me and do it with other folks a couple days a week.
Well, she learned all the stuff. Might as well.
That's right. She absolutely did.
And so I guess if people in the future, they're in the middle of second class, but if you are a staff or faculty and you're like, oh, I would be interested in that, they can reach out to Ross, right, for more information or?
Bonnie is the one who's really coordinating that program now. So, but yeah, the information is there's on the website. You can go out and check that out. We'll be watching this new class as they go through the training and see how the dogs develop and are, you know, learn and see how long. Like I said, we just got fully certified in November. So it's a process. There's a lot of steps that you go through. There's two certifications that you get. You get the Canine Good Citizen, or you strive to get that, and the Alliance of Therapy Dog certification.
Oh, wow.
And so those are two separate tests, very similar, but there's a lot to them. So it just takes a little time. So we'll see other dogs on campus very soon, I'm sure.
Well, it's great to have Zoe already showing them how it's done and getting everybody excited about this program. Have you always had dogs growing up?
I have had dogs growing up. Zoe's the first big dog that we've had. And with the hair is a situation because I tell everybody when she goes and meets people that she always leaves a little bit of herself with them.
Yeah.
affectionately, of course.
Sure.
But yeah, this is the first big dog, but, she has been a blessing, and I truly enjoy her. And I hope that some folks on campus get, that same calming, or, you know, if they just need to come by and pet a dog, I hope that they get something out of that too.
Yeah, well, you know, they are very, people always are like dogs for the most part. And you have maybe a different relationship being here in the middle of the city versus maybe being in the country. You maybe don't see as many just dogs around. I mean, maybe occasionally somebody's walking their dog, but in the area we're at, it's not super, to my knowledge, canine friendly area. So it's good to be able to get that in a controlled environment where you know the dog is going to be trained and able to deal with people. And so you're able to just worry about the fun part of it, which is, petting the dog, enjoying the dog, getting some of the positive feelings out of it.
Yep. And you'll see her every now and then. We like to chase the geese. We like to help control the goose population by letting her chase the geese away. So
geese are kind of mean, to be honest.
They are mean. And so she does like to go out and scare them and watch them fly away. And she tracks squirrels like nobody's business. So she's on it, but she does like her being able to come here with me a couple days a week. So, and I enjoy having her. So it's great.
So does she have favorite treats? Have you managed to get her just specific treats? Is she into more healthy dog treats? Or
she every treat that she gets is her favorite treat.
very good.
She knows when we go through a drive-thru, most of the time when she's with me, that there's an opportunity for a pup cup. So she does like that. And she fully expects that. So the people at the Starbucks where we go, I roll the window down and they all come over to the window to see her. So she gets her, a little dog appreciation there as well, but she gets her pup cup. But I usually have treats on me happy to have her do her little tricks that she does for when people come by, because she'll do anything for a treat. So no, she is not picky.
No, but she's pretty open. Yes. Well, and I do know budget season is coming up, which is the serious part of your job. Are you hoping that having Zoe train now will keep anybody from really melting down in some of those meetings?
I use her for me during this time of year, and Brenda and I. But she's come to a few orientations with us. And I had some folks ask about that when she was not at one. Where's your dog at? Don't you think it'd be good to have her here? So, like I said, there's people know that she's around and they look for her. So I appreciate that. So, yeah. If anybody is doing their budget out there and they need to see Zoe, please just let me know. And I'll be happy to bring her by.
Can make that happen.
Yep.
Is Zoe on a specific schedule that people can look up or anything? Or is it just kind of look around campus? Or
I typically, no. Short answer is no. I usually bring her Tuesdays and Fridays right now just because those are days that have worked out.
Have for a little more us. Flexibility.
Right. Yeah. And so, but we're very flexible. And if there is a specific event or a need, you can go out to the website and you can reserve, you know, send a request to have us at an event. Or you can just give me a call. I've had folks call and say, hey, can you just come over to this area of the building and hang out for a little bit? So we've done that. We just kind of walk around and let the interactions happen as they happen.
Oh, very cool.
So no set schedule. We're here as needed. I just try to bring her a couple of days a week to keep her in the routine.
In the mode, yeah.
Of what she's doing. With the Alliance of Therapy Dogs, we also have to, there's a requirement to do off-campus visits.
Okay.
So we have to do so many of those every year. So we go, we've done a few different things for some different groups, and we go and we do the same thing there. She has different gear that she wears because she's a therapy dog and not as a Pete's Pet Posse dog, but she's there as a therapy dog. So we have different gear that we wear for that, but she enjoys that as well too, and getting to see new people and going to new places. She's always very excited to do that.
Okay. So if you're a student club, you can go to the website and kind of schedule something, or even if you're an off-campus organization, you're like, we would really love to work with Zoe for this event we're having or something, you can make a request there too. So you're also doing, there's a possibility that could work out as well.
So in off-campus, a lot of the folks who use therapy dogs off-campus, they go to the Alliance of Therapy Dog site, and you can do a request there. And so requests come to me via email. Sometimes the Facebook site will say, hey, we need a dog here on this day. Can anybody be there? So we get notified randomly, or it's just word of mouth is how we've been on some of the visits that we've been so far this year. It's just been, hey, can you come to my office and talk to my staff? Because I think my staff would really like to have a dog here for whatever reason. Sure. So we just schedule those things and fulfill that requirement every year. So as we go forward. So, and she's very tired now. She's sleeping on my feet.
A lot happening.
Yeah.
Well, so that's great. So you very likely will see Zoe on campus with Rhonda, or you might even see them off campus doing one of these off campus events. So we're excited to have Pete's Pet Posse on campus and to see the program grow as we get into our, I guess, second year moving forward. So I'd like to thank Rhonda Reese and Zoe for taking the time to join us on Orange Slice. And I'd like to thank you all for watching. We'll continue to come to you each week with new events and new happenings here at OSU OKC. So thank you for watching.